95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, Eddie's kid, Wolfie, going to be on Kimmel tonight.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Wolfgang Van Halen is playing Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight.
Fantastic.
Which means it's probably happening in Hollywood right now, I suppose.
I love that.
Film that about now?
Ish.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well done, Eddie. This is a kid.
Well done, Eddie.
This is a kid. That's how you say it properly. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah. That's proper. That's the King's English.
Let's talk about Give Me Five today.
Whiskey. Give me a whiskey.
You like whiskey, right? I don't like whiskey.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I was on a whiskey. I've gone through. My first drink of choice was rum. Then it was Kahlua. It was White War Russians for a while.
Right.
Then it was whiskey. And it's vodka now. And it's been tequila. And I mean, everything. But I had about 2 years with whiskey.
Is that right?
I loved
it. Why did you stop?
You know, you just finally overindulge. You know, you just have one of them really bad couple of weeks.
Sure.
Same thing with tequila. I don't even like being in the same room with tequila
anymore. Yeah, I don't like tequila either.
That's not for me. I still have the occasional whiskey shot, but, you know, don't want to do a flight anymore.
No. No, I hear you. Yeah. Give me five today. Whiskey.
Yes.
We're also going to do banned license plates.
Banned and not allowed to have that. What are you thinking?
Correct. These are ones that people tried to get through.
Right.
And the government caught them and said, no.
What are you thinking?
No, you cannot. People ruin everything.
That is a fact. Man, that's true.
4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Baby showers suck.
Boy, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Not as bad as gender reveal parties, which are going to destroy the world eventually, you know. When they write human history, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, some gender party just finally went completely
probably,
off the rails.
People are dumb, and airplane etiquette is coming up.
That sounds like some old person feature. Where are you kids today?
It's not that at all.
You're kicking backs of airplane seats and watching your porn in your seat and... No.
Plus tickets to see the Black Crows.
That's right. That'll be between now and 4 and between 5 and 6 as well.
95.5 KLOS.
Puddle of Mud is who that is. Cash and Cobain. Those guys are going to be playing the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. And it's you and Marcy. They're going to be sitting there chatting with them, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And then they're going to play some live music for the KLOS listeners who get into that show. This coming weekend, JD on Saturday and Sunday between noon and 5 is going to have tickets to that show. And also the Black Crows show we've been handing out. They're going to be there at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room as well. So you're going to have a lot of chances when JD is here this weekend to win your way into both of those.
Excessively farting passenger forces a flight to turn around.
Ah, really? That was so bad they had to turn the plane around?
Now, having said that, you go into the story about three paragraphs and you realize, oh, they were still on the ground. So they were just taxiing.
They weren't in the air yet, at least.
One witness said, before most people had boarded, I saw this man audibly disgruntled about something. Maybe hungover, rough day, I don't know.
I hate everybody.
But as soon as he sat down, he started grumbling to himself.
Yeah.
Like you just were. Under his breath, like, effing hell.
A bunch of jerks.
After a majority of passengers had boarded, the man reportedly exclaimed, you thought that was rude. Well, how do you like this smell? And he farted.
Let fly. So somebody said, hey, you're a rude jerk.
Yes.
And then he responded thusly.
Now, I'm trying to read through the holes in this story here. And I do think that there was somebody near him that was eating smelly food.
Oh, okay.
And probably he complained about it. And then they said,
you know,
you're being rude.
Pissed off enough as it is without you eating that horrible stinking food.
And if you think I'm rude...
How's that smell? You like that? Hey.
But the man wasn't finished.
I'm not finished.
The man who just purposely farted moments ago decides to loudly and condescendingly say, yeah, everybody, let's just eat the smelliest food possible all the time.
Hey, all you people, just start eating the worst smelling food ever all the time.
That's what he said.
That is pretty much what he sounded like, I'm sure. Another guy to row over said, if you don't like it, you can fly private. To which Fart Man says,
Fart Man! Howard Stern?
That's so effing rude. And another person nearby chimed in and said, I think we all agree you're the rude one here.
Ah, there you go. That's the right response. Well
done. At one point, a flight attendant intervened and told the farting man, this is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because imagine... having to walk up to that guy, it's your job.
I don't want that job.
To stop that guy from doing what he's doing.
Right.
And the flight attendant said two words. That's enough!
Ah! Holy cow, that's what my dad used to say to me all the time.
That's enough.
Yep, that exactly.
Hmm.
I wonder if my flight attendant is now a dad. My dad is now a flight
attendant. That's enough!
Yeah!
Can you imagine?
No!
People are dumb. Yeah. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Did you ever cheat on tests when you were in school?
Of course. I think the more easier question would, did you ever not cheat on a test?
How did you cheat? What was your main way of doing it? Did you bring
look
notes?
Over my friends.
Just look over
my
your
friends
friend?
Would always let me, you know, cheat off of them.
And you never got caught?
No, I was really good at it. I was so bad at what I was that, you know, I just didn't do very well in school. Unless I knew the subject.
And because
then I
would you
do
didn't
really
care.
Well, I guess. But, yeah. I mean, I also still got bad grades even cheating off my smart friend's test. Yeah.
You're a terrible cheater.
Really was.
Boyfriend busted for dressing in drag to take career exam for girlfriend.
A good boyfriend.
That is how you do it.
That is dedication.
A 26-year-old man named Angrez Singh has been arrested after allegedly masquerading as his girlfriend so he could take an exam in her stead.
Hello, I'm here to take the test. Oh, giggle, giggle, snort.
That is exactly what he did.
Oh, that's awesome.
To deceive test officials, he shaved his facial hair, he applied makeup, and he put on women's clothes.
And do we have a picture of him, I hope?
We do.
Oh, let me see. Did he, was he
I'll show you
believable?
In a second. I don't have it up yet. No, okay. He's not believable. And that's part of the problem. He also went so far as to forge his girlfriend's voter card.
Ooh, that's not good.
ID card.
Ooh, now you're getting in trouble.
And some other card that has a 12-digit unique identity number. So now he's forging all of those things.
Nope.
Sort of so he can do it.
Did she talk him into it, or was this like, hey, you're so dumb, dear?
They were both arrested.
Oh, man.
This was a university test so that she could become a healthcare worker.
You know that happens a fair amount of the time.
I would hope not.
Generally, they're not dressing up as another sex to get in and finish the test for them. But yeah, you know.
But with the healthcare field?
Yes.
Sort of important.
I think they think they're going to pick it up. Like your pal Omar, who started over at the other radio station and didn't know how to do his job at all. A very technical job. He lied his way into it.
Right.
I assume they probably have a smattering of knowledge in the medical field. They figure, oh, when I get in there, I'll just learn from a good nurse.
And wing it?
Yeah. And if I can't, you know, if I'm going to maybe kill somebody, I'll ask someone to help me.
So she failed it, and he dressed up as her, and then he failed it. Totally worth it.
Idiot!
Sister-in-law pooped in my baby's bassinet.
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
She got bored at the baby shower.
So, sister-in-law,
it was the mom's sister's husband.
Pooped.
Sorry, mom's brother's wife is what I mean.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I follow that. Pooped in the baby's bassinet?
Yep.
She got bored.
She was very bored.
So she went. How old
Kelly,
is she?
26 years
what
old.
What is wrong with you, Kelly?
I don't know.
Wow.
Quickly lost interest in the event.
Yeah, whatever.
And by the way, I mean, that happens. Everybody has to go to events that they don't like. And,
yeah. And baby showers particularly.
Sure.
Suck.
She called it effing dumb. Okay.
She's jealous or
so
something.
So she said, I'm just going to go wander around. Don't worry about me.
I'll be right back.
So she went and wandered off elsewhere in the house.
This is a nice bassinet for a baby.
Josh, the brother of the mom, went and checked to see what she was doing,
Kelly,
and if she was okay.
What are you doing now?
But when she failed to join the rest of the guests, sometime later, mom, the pregnant woman, went and decided to check on her.
I don't trust her.
Kelly apparently was in a guest room raking through a closet.
Wow, Kelly, you suck.
She said she was looking for the bathroom.
I was looking for the bathroom. Usually it's in your closet, right?
But the woman said she already knew where it was. They already showed her.
Kelly's an idiot.
The mom-to-be told fellow posters on Reddit that she became suspicious, so she checked all the other rooms, and she noticed a foul smell in the nursery.
Wow, in the nursery of all places.
And when she looked over into the bassinet...
You've given birth, Kelly!
I could not believe what I saw there. It was a full-blown turd.
Someone sent us a turd in the mail.
Yes.
To quote Pink
Flamingo. Right in the middle of my baby's bassinet.
What the hell, Kelly?
What the hell indeed?
What on earth?
Everybody goes to parties they hate.
Sure.
Maybe you even want to leave.
Sometimes you end up stopping up someone's bathroom and just sneaking out, not telling anybody.
Oh, you don't sneak. Sometimes you're full on run.
But you don't usually go in their bassinet for the baby.
Poop in the bassinet.
And a baby shower.
Right. You're 26. What is wrong with you?
Let's get a hold of Kelly. I want to talk to her.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. You know, it's 3 weeks away from Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
You have any idea that that was that soon?
No. That's such a rough time. Fortunately, we kind of don't care.
It's a tripwire for guys.
It really is.
I really feel like, and the problem is you forget about it until it's too late.
Yep.
And then you try and make up for it and you do something dumb.
Or if you really plan ahead, it sucks. What you've planned is horrible. It's just.
I don't think that's necessarily.
It's
true.
A setup to fail.
That's what it is. That's true. But we're going to take your suggestions on how to get through this.
Yeah, maybe.
Now that we're 3 weeks out, we still have time.
Yeah.
To do something,
right?
Like,
but what? Yeah, like what? That's the question.
I mean, I have a list of bad Valentine's Day gifts, and these are no good.
Oh yeah, oh, perfect. Okay,
a flower with borrowed money. Somebody borrowed $2 from me to buy me a $2 flower.
Nope. That's terrible.
That doesn't seem good.
Nope.
My dad gave my stepmom a toilet seat once for Valentine's Day. He genuinely thought he had the best gift ever.
Wow. Wow, Dad. That's
5 years ago. We still make fun of him today.
Of course. Wow.
Jumper cables.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a drink. That is vodka and Jolt Cola. Jumper cables.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, I would like that as a Valentine's
Day. Right, but that's not what it is,
no,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Dental hygiene products.
Oh, that's
no. Somebody gave a tongue scraper.
You got to think what you're giving.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Just put a little thought into it.
Could this be taken the wrong way?
A heart made out of meat that you can eat.
See, this is not what we're looking for. We're not looking for these terrible ideas. We're looking for a good idea.
You have a great idea, or you received something that you loved.
You were amazed. You're like, this is thoughtful.
So that's what we're looking for, so that...
help us out.
So that people can avoid the tripwire that is Valentine's Day.
Help. 818-955-KLOS.
What is a great gift? What have you given or gotten?
Do you got any more bad examples, things to avoid?
Let's see. A hair trimmer?
No, again.
Yeah.
No. So we're looking for not a hair trimmer.
Weird food.
Weird food.
A box of Kashi cereal.
Kashi? What's that?
A can of sardines.
No.
Deviled eggs.
No.
Yes.
Well, that's, boy, nothing says Valentine's Day like deviled eggs.
A fancy jewelry box and the comment, don't get excited, it's not a ring or anything.
All right, see, this is the exact, what we're going for, the opposite of this.
Right.
Help us out. Come up with something good. Maybe something good happened for you.
818-955-KLOS.
You know, 3 weeks from today, a lot of guys are really going to blow it.
Yeah,
they're going to make total fools of themselves on Valentine's Day, three weeks from today.
Yes. Now, we have a goal here. We're trying to get some great ideas.
Yes, help us out.
What have you gotten that you loved so that people can hear it and plan ahead and make it happen?
Maybe something really good your partner came up with. You were amazed. Maybe you thought of something. You got them that. What was it? Help us out.
We're also taking calls on bad gifts, but we'd rather go with the good ones so people get ideas of what to do.
Yeah, 818-955-KLOS.
Hello.
All right. Well, you might have to put me on delay for this. I always thought that the sweater and the vibrator would be great. If she doesn't like the sweater, she can go...
Now that's thoughtful and completely opposite of what we're looking for.
Right, it's not what we're looking for, but thank you for
calling.
Doesn't
really help. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hi. Okay, I know you want people to share like good gifts,
right.
But I was listening to you guys, and last year, my friend's boyfriend gave her a bag of onion rings for...
A bag of onion rings.
Onion rings. Yes, because he's gluten-free, so he found, like, gluten-free onion rings.
And that was his big, thoughtful gift.
Yes. Ah. And the sad part was she posted it on Facebook and was all proud of it. It was like...
I love that.
I
well, that's horrifying. Thank you. You know, that's what we were talking about initially is bad Valentine's Day gifts. But we're looking for something good. Did anybody give you anything good?
Or bad. Look, we can go either way.
Throw in the towel. Hi, KLOS.
Yes, I got the perfect gift.
Talk to us, Freaky.
Good, let's hear it.
It's a card.
A card.
that says, I will buy you anything you want, roses, diamonds, chocolate, go out to eat on a different day. Because the way they jack up the prices for that day is ridiculous.
No, I get what you're saying, because going out to eat on Valentine's Day is stupid.
I think that my heart would melt if I got a card like that. I would just be like, oh, that's...
I feel like maybe you're promising a little too much to make your point. You're not going to buy diamonds for that person.
Yeah, I'd be holding you the most expensive one. All right, we give up. The most horrible,
the worst
Valentine's Day gift you've gotten or given.
It's 3 weeks from now.
We were hoping for something amazing and inspiring.
But
no.
No.
818-955-KLOS.
We are talking about Valentine's Day because it's 3 weeks from today. And it's time to get started for people who usually, this catches people by surprise.
And we're trying to find like good ideas, but you have some more really.
I have some more bad ideas. I got a t-shirt with a picture of my boyfriend on it, and it had a poem on the back detailing how awesome and sweet he was. My boyfriend drew me pictures of people having sex in different positions. It was awkward. I got a used stained coffee mug and a tiny box of chocolates that were drawn all over with marker. I thought it was cute until I noticed the scribbles were covering writing that said, Happy Valentine's Day, love, Grandma.
Ah! Wow.
So these are some things to avoid, perhaps.
Yeah, we're looking for, you know, maybe you have some good ideas.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
I was calling about the Valentine thing. I actually had a positive.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yay, wait, a good one? Really?
Let's hear it.
Yes, we have a good one. I actually blindfolded my boyfriend, and I fed him all his favorite foods, but he didn't know what was what, so each course was different, so it could be his favorite food, it could be my lips, it could be another food, it could be my hands, it could be, you know.
It could be other things.
Yes, it was great, because he didn't know what was coming, so it was
I like that!
It was different, and
he knew what was coming.
I had to hold him back a couple of times, like, okay, like,
yeah,
we got some more courses here, so hold up there, buddy.
I like
that's
it.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
So there you go. Positive, good, you know, maybe someone will do it.
I love
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thanks.
Bye.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Thank you. We're talking about good and bad Valentine's gifts.
Hopefully, good.
I had a great Valentine's gift last year. I got a Mercedes.
Wow.
Holy cow. So now that I've been told he can't top this, I'm going to give him that sweater idea.
That's awesome.
Everybody. You're hilarious.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, it's, I do 14 days of Valentine's.
So starting on February 1st.
What I do is I get 14 Valentine's Day cards.
I can see that you're putting some thought into that.
Yeah, yes, exactly, yeah.
And then with each day, I do like a little present, starting from, you know, a card and like some candy, and then just work its way up.
Up to her Mercedes?
Yeah, no. But I'll do like a real nice designer purse or something.
Right on. I like that. That's a good idea. That's very good. That's kind of what we're looking for. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Valentine's Day is 3 weeks from now. We're looking for good and bad examples of gifts.
3 weeks from today, Kevin, Valentine's Day. Do you have plans yet?
Of course.
Figured something out.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Figured everything out.
Oh, why won't you tell me?
Keep it a secret. We are talking about good and bad Valentine's Day gifts because it is 3 weeks from today. It's the one that sneaks up on you.
Yep, and we're hoping maybe you've come up with something good because we can't.
And what do you got?
I've never actually gotten this gift for my husband, but I would love it if he could give me like a month's free rent, like so I don't have to pay my share of the rent for that month.
Ha! I like it. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Gentlemen, step up.
KLOS, hello.
Pay the whole rent.
Hi, it's Sonia from the OC. How are you?
Sonia, we are good. We're talking about Valentine's Day, good and bad gifts.
I have good gifts.
Yes, let's hear it.
Okay, so you go to Victoria's Secret or your lingerie store, whatever you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
You buy something for yourself, something pretty and sexy, lots of fun, something you like. Then you wrap it up in a box, you give it to him, he opens it, and then he'll be like, wait, what? It's a twofer, one for him and one for me.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
I like that a lot.
I put it on and wear it, and he loves it.
That's pretty great.
That's A+, A+ right there.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the way you think. Thank you.
Yay, thank you. Well done. All right, ladies, you know where to go.
What'll it be, stranger? I'll have ice water.
Ice water?
You want water, you better go dunk your head in the horse trough out there. In here, we pour whiskey.
Give me five.
Whiskey. 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 Would you like an umbrella for your whiskey? Dance!
In a row with Kevin and Slugger.
Today's theme,
whiskey.
Whiskey.
Hey, if some song about whiskey, then give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
Some Molly Hatchet to kick things off.
Good smoke and whiskey.
Whiskey.
Kevin, what is the little theme tonight?
Songs about whiskey.
And what do you think, sir?
I think you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. Take your whiskey home. Van Halen.
The Doors, Alabama song, Whiskey Bar for Frankenstein and for G-Unit 1111.
You know, we got a couple calls for this next one as well.
You gotta have some snorting whiskey.
Pat Travers.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got a suggestion.
Yep. What do you got?
Pat Travers, snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine.
Whiskey.
Hello, KLOS, it's Gibby Five.
Songs about whiskey.
How about some whiskey in a jarro?
You know, I'm thinking I want to do Thin Lizzy version. Someone, Frankenstein, suggested the Thin Lizzy proper whiskey in the jar version. What do you think of that one?
Sure, why not?
Woo!
You're easy going. I love it.
Thank you.
After all that talk about whiskey, I want a whiskey now. I really want a whiskey drink. Have to go get one.
You know how people get their fancy license plates?
Oh, yeah, personalized license plates. Yeah.
Pennsylvania just put out a list of ones that they have banned.
Okay.
And it's kind of fascinating because you know that you have to sort of shorten words and misspell them.
And
use a zero instead of an O, that kind of thing.
Try and sneak in the naughty things, too. I would, if I ever got around to doing that, I would definitely find something that seems like you could get away with it, but would clearly be something nasty.
Right. Only if people knew.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bank robber, every version of that, they have said no. BNKROBR.
Sure.
Assassin. You can actually spell that one.
Well, you know, you want to advertise your business.
Sure.
So.
Ben's bitch.
Ben's bitch.
GCH. They will not allow that. All the forms of bite me that you could come up with.
Why? What's come on, Pennsylvania? Big deal. Bite me.
CANIBUS.
Cannabis man. All right.
Drug dealer. Any version of that you can't have.
That would have come in handy for the guy that used to pick me up in New York.
And, yeah, no kidding.
It's like get in the back seat.
And... Speaking of which, El Chapo, they won't allow. EPA sucks. Nope. Any form of ecstasy, you can't do that.
Oh, man.
They do not seem to like the letters AF.
I wonder why.
So you could do fancy AF, that's
but
banned.
Can't do that.
Fast AF, that's
can't do
banned.
That.
F-bomb, banned. F-cancer, banned.
Oh, come on. Yep. Now that one, there should be a, you should be able
I
to be able to do
just,
that.
Just they have to be...
No, but you know, you got to make the occasional exception.
Yeah, well.
That one needs an exception. Because F-cancer.
Right, agreed.
Yeah. Come on, Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania.
Deaf and loud, can't do that. Gangsta, can't do that. Got a P? Nope.
Got a P. I got a P. I got a P.
Will not allow. Hooker with two R's? Nope. Not allowing it. Zero P-H-U-C-K-S. They will not allow that.
Interesting.
Salty AF.
Mm, no AFs.
Slow AF. Yeah, no AFs. Yeah, just give that up.
You put that sober. On a tractor. What about slow AF?
Sober AF. Nope.
Well, yeah, nope.
Zero
not for me.
F-U-X-G-V-N. That is also banned. Huh. And the one that I think is the most outrageous is F-U Karen.
Oh, why can't you do that?
And hate Karen.
Everybody.
H-8.
No, come on. To hell with Karen. Clearly someone in the DMV is named
they
Karen.
Have a relative named Karen that they don't want to offend.
Boo.
Yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in time for What We Learned. An airplane had to be turned back because of a passenger farting. Like, travel isn't difficult
enough.
Come on.
Keep it in your butt.
Keep it in your butt. That's good advice. And people are dumb. A guy dressed up as his girlfriend to take her test to become a nurse.
I think that's the coolest, most awesome boyfriend ever.
He was caught and he failed the test.
But he kind of sucks nonetheless.
And if you're in Pennsylvania, you can't get a license plate that says F.U. Karen.
You know, that's surprising. I mean, because Karen sucks.
Right?
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have some great tickets for you for the Black Crowes. We have two tickets to see the Black Crowes Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater, which if you've never been there, is a great outdoor venue.
Oh, God, it's such a great place to see shows.
Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. for that. And we also have two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Help a Honda Rock Room. And that is a top secret location, an interview with Marcy and Matt Pinfield, followed by a live performance. And that is on Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m. So you get all of that if you're caller 25.
Right now, be caller 25.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Chad.
Chad, why are we yelling?
I'm sorry, I got a good microphone in this car.
I don't know why we're yelling!
You are caller 25. That means you get two tickets to see the Black Crowes Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. And you also get two tickets to see them at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. And that is on February 8th.
Oh, that's awesome. Now can I be loud?
Yes.
No.
Yeah!
You disobeyed, Chad. All right, don't go away, Chad. We'll get your information.
Still got more tickets for that later today, so yeah, keep listening for
Sometime between 5 and 6 is your next chance to win.
We have two tickets to see the Black Crowes on Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. Tickets are on sale for that Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. And we have two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rocks Room. That's going to be February 8th at 1 p.m. Marcy and Matt will be interviewing the band, and they'll be playing. You get both if you're caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Wanting and waiting, great new stuff from Black Crowes.
Love that.
Bloody hell, I love that, and I'm looking forward to seeing them play live. In fact, we've been giving away tickets to that show.
Yes, we have.
We should do it now. Do you want to?
Let's do.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom?
Tom, you're caller 25.
Get out of here. Is this Logo?
And that Kevin guy, yeah.
It is. You got two tickets to see the Black Crowes Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. Everybody else could buy tickets for that Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. And you got two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room at a secret location for an intimate interview with Marcy and Matt Pinfield, followed by a performance by the band. You get to see it twice.
No way.
Tom, I also understand that we're going to throw in lunch, so come hungry.
Woohoo! Always hungry. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet, man. Absolutely.
There is no Zool. Only Dana.
Dana, who works at a Stewart Title Company in Ventura, always has KLOS on at work.
Thank you, Dana.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Having dropped out of the University of Minnesota, Bob Dylan arrived in New York City on this day in rock in 1961. Started doing a show at the Club Cafe in the Greenwich Village. Chubby Checker's The Twist was back on the charts. In fact, hit number one on this day in rock in 1962. Remember Elton John's three-year-long Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour? He announced that retirement tour on this day in rock in 2018.